Hooker, becoming increasingly apprehensive, wrote Lincoln late that morning what he thought was happening based on the shards of intelligence Sharp and the general's other sources had sent him. Lee has been greatly reinforced, Hooker told the president in a long letter, and he intended either to cross the upper Potomac River and invade Maryland, or to throw his army between the Union force and Washington. In either case, the Confederate army would be spread out from Fredericksburg to Culpeper, and Hooker wanted to strike the rear of Lee's column at Fredericksburg. It was a sound plan. An attack on Lee's rear would almost surely have halted his invasion. Halleck, however, nixed the idea, fearing, as Lincoln did, that Hooker could become bogged down at Fredericksburg. Instead, Halleck telegraphed Hooker that the Potomac Army should stay on Lee's right flank if he headed north to cut him in two and protect Washington at the same time. On June 6th, Sedgwick found from his division's reconnaissance in force an escaped slave who reported that Lee and Longstreet were nearby to personally scout out whether Hooker's army would cross the river and attack him. This was important information. Lee, in fact, was checking things out for himself rather than relying on reports from subordinates. The maneuver he was planning could not have been more risky. Crossing the Blue Ridge Mountains and then moving north into Maryland and Pennsylvania with Richard Ewell's corps leading the way and Longstreet's corps following, while Stuart's cavalry screened the infantry's movements and Hill's lone corps remained at Fredericksburg to keep the Yankees occupied until the march was well underway. But Lee could not allow a large part of his army to leave the area if a major threat of a Union attack remained, so he took time to investigate the situation personally. After he did, he wired Jeff Davis that he was satisfied no major threat existed. Hooker did not know the calculations Lee made at this point, but he did know from intelligence Sharp had pieced together that it was time to do something about Stuart's cavalry on his right flank at Culpeper. McEntee sent an enciphered message to Sharp on June 6th that Stuart had staged a grand review of his cavalry the day before near Culpeper Courthouse, an appalling security breach for the rebel commander. Convinced that Stuart planned a large raid, Hooker decided to send Pleasanton with 8,000 horsemen and 3,000 infantrymen west to break up the rebel cavalry around Culpeper 3 days later.